This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump put his own personal stamp on the U.S. Independence Day celebration on the National Mall Thursday, delivering an unusually nonpartisan speech with an inspirational theme.
Now we must go forward as a nation with that same unity of purpose. As long as we stay true to our cause, as long as we remember our great history, as long as we never, ever stop fighting for a better future, then there will be nothing that America cannot do.
Meanwhile, the only Republican in Congress to call for President Trump's impeachment has left the party. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Michigan Congressman Justin Amash drew sharp criticism from fellow Republicans when he said he favored impeaching President Trump. So much so that in an op-ed he wrote for the Washington Post, he announced he's leaving the party amid what he calls a frightening, hyper-partisan environment. Amash tells WOOD,
I've been involved in party politics for a while, and I believe very strongly that it's hurting our country.
The libertarian leading congressman is now an independent. President Trump, in a tweet, called Amash a total loser, and his leaving is great news for the Republican Party. I'm Tim McGuire.
The most powerful earthquake to hit Southern California in 20 years has made this Independence Day a day to remember for Californians. At the epicenter of the quake in Ridgecrest, California, the trembler broke glass gas lines and started at least five fires. The 6.6 magnitude quake was felt as far away to the west as Los Angeles and to the east as Las Vegas, and was followed by at least 159 aftershocks. U.S. Geological Survey seismologist Lucy Jones says there's a 50% chance of another strong quake in the next week. You're listening to VOA News.